Hi, and welcome to the Cultivating Abundant Life podcast. I'm Kate Palmer, and I am passionate about helping mamas cultivate better lives physically, mentally, and emotionally. As mamas, we are usually the caretakers of those in our family. We kiss the bumped heads, and we wash and bandage skinned knees. We clean the dog's ears. My dog is currently turning in circles around my feet right now. He's 16 and just wants to be with me. We nurse our husbands when they get the dreaded man cold. Somewhere in there, we try to exercise, stay up to date on current events, but not be consumed by them. Keep the romance alive in our marriages. Continually pick up the house. Feed our families healthy and sustainable and locally grown food. Stay on top of laundry, mow the lawn, organize the garage, help our kids grow mentally and emotionally, work on growing good friendships, and occasionally in there, we take time for ourselves. But we are overwhelmed. We still love those around us and what we get to do. But over the past 9 years, I have learned that honestly, essential oils is some of the best ways to help me be a caretaker of my family in every area. When I first began to look at all of the essential oils there are, I was overwhelmed. All I wanted was Panaway. That was the one that, you know, changed my life. So why did I need anything else? I was really glad that back in 2013, the only way that you could get your 24% membership discount was to get a starter kit. I quickly learned that those oils in that were your basic oily toolkit. Last week, I told you my top 5 oils to have if I was stranded on a deserted island. Those would be lavender, peppermint, thieves, Panaway, and valor. Now, if I was on that island and I was airdropped a survival bag with 5 more essential oils, what would those be? First off, I want to talk about a Young Living product I've been especially thankful for this week, and that is the Oil Blend Purification. And guess what? It's actually one of my next top 5 oils as well. So we have a 16-year-old lab German Shepherd big dog who is currently leaning against me as I'm talking right now. And if you hear heavy sighing and thumps, he is circling my legs trying to find a comfortable way to lay down. I looked it up tonight. He is a 117-year-old dog in human years. He's old. And as far as, ouch, as he steps on my feet, he's still 95 pounds. As far as bodily functions go, he's been having a bad week. I have had to bathe him. I've had to wash blankets and wash rugs. I've mopped the floors. It's been a doozy. Yesterday, we had 4 accidents in one day. That was a record. So fun. But purification has really been a big role in helping because it neutralizes odors. I'm not kidding. Pop some in a diffuser and see for yourself. I first became aware of how awesome this oil was on a road trip back from Branson, Missouri to Edmond, Oklahoma, where we were living at the time. My oldest was 3 years old, and we had allowed her to have way more treats than normal on our last day of vacation. She then proceeded to spew up said treats around midnight on the drive home with absolutely nowhere to stop for a good 45 minutes. The poor baby had a puddle in her lap and the smell, oh my goodness, it was so bad. I was afraid my mom and I would start gagging being in the car with it for so long. I had my mom get purification out and literally just shake the bottle and sprinkle it all over the back of the car. And we were amazed at how quickly it worked. There were no further upchucks and we all made it to the gas station. This week at boxing, a gal commented on how stinky her gloves were. And I was like, oh my gosh, I need to make a spray bottle. All you have to do is put some water, witch hazel, and purification in a spray bottle. And you can spray boxing gloves, stinky shoes, garbage pails, laundry piles, your dog. I mean, the list can go on. This blend is also really great for keeping those outside annoyances at bay, you know. Also, before a hike, if I don't have one of the insect repellent wipes on hand, I will wipe or spray my ankles and exposed skin with purification. When my old guy, who has finally settled down at my feet, was hiking with us, I would spray him down as well. And I even used to use a soak with water and witch hazel. And I feel like there was some dish soap in there or something, and purification. I can look that up later. But basically, I made him his own collar with purification that was awesome, and we never had any issues. This is also a handy oil for those occasional scrapes and boo-boos, and even if a lovely pollinator decides to not be so nice, use a drop of purification on that, and it helps a lot. We keep this oil in our car first aid bag and in our hiking first aid bag. I may have also used this around, remember, not in, eyes and ears for various things. Okay, so a quick recap that you can use oils aromatically, topically, and the Vitality Label oils internally. Do you remember the difference between Vitality Label and regular label? Nothing! Hey! If you want more detail on that, listen to episode 2 of the podcast. So without further ado, here are the next 4 oils I would pick on my deserted island. Frankincense. This was my second experience with a Young Living essential oil, and good old frankincense has been a friend ever since. I had been to my first class where the teacher told us all these great things oils did, and this was before Big Brother narrowed down what we could say, despite peer-reviewed and published studies, but I digress. I was still the utter skeptic, and I was highly dubious. After the class, I approached the teacher and asked if there was an oil for a dog with a golf ball-shaped thing on his shoulder. She recommended frankincense, and I, being a snotty, suspicious 20-something-year-old, asked, "You mean like baby Jesus frankincense?" She laughed and graciously said yes, but being young and broke, I figured it was at least a cheaper option to try than going to the vet, so I gave it a shot. I poured frankincense on it a few times a day until it broke open and got all nasty, and then I would take the dog outside, hose that area off, dab it dry, and apply even more oil. In 3 weeks, a scab fell off and the skin was smooth underneath. That was 9 years ago, and again, nothing unusual has ever shown up in that area again. The book of Isaiah in chapter 59, verse 20, and Isaiah 60, verse 6, foretells the birth of Jesus Christ and even the gift of frankincense. So incense was actually mistranslated if you look in certain translations. In Hebrew, it's labona, which is frankincense. Mary would have known how to massage this into the young Jesus to keep him healthy, and its scent was most likely a real comfort during a really turbulent and frightening time for them. So what's so great about frankincense? It promotes the appearance of healthy-looking skin. It may help reduce the appearance of uneven skin tones. It has a sweet, honey-like, and woody fragrance that's really uplifting. It can create a safe and comforting environment when diffused. It can enhance your spiritual and meditative practices, and it's perfect for grounding and spiritual connectiveness. The scent of frankincense can lift your emotions, increase spiritual awareness, promote meditation, and improve your attitude. Whether topically or diffused, this oil is a great one to break out before studying the word, meditation, a yoga practice, or even just a relaxing bath. This oil is also a great one to rub on the girls daily. I also use it on my face every night, especially in the summertime. Frankincense also comes in a Vitality version. Remember, same oil, different label. It contains properties that can help support overall well-being and a healthy immune system when taken internally. It also supports the respiratory system and the integumentary system. All right, next up is kind of two oils. I know I'm kind of cheating here, but really you can use these two interchangeably. RC and Raven. So they are both blends that have really similar oils and properties. You can exchange one for the other, and I keep both on hand. RC was really instrumental in the health of my grandma, who is currently 79 years old. She started smoking back when the science was settled that smoking was totally safe and helped curb cravings and clear up your skin. Ha ha ha. She was lighting cigarettes for her aunts at 5 years old. As you can imagine, that has wreaked some havoc on her body that she is still dealing with. But RC is a huge thing for her. She does not leave home without it, and I have seen it work amazingly quick and well for her. Now, everyone is different, and RC might not be your thing, but it is a great one to have on hand. Raven is a cool, refreshing combination of Ravensara, peppermint, eucalyptus radiata, lemon, and wintergreen oils. So Raven creates a cooling sensation and provides a comforting aroma when applied topically to the chest and throat. It provides a refreshing aromatic experience when it's diffused or inhaled. You like how what we can talk about is so watered down? It can be used as part of your exercise routine to help promote the sensation of deeper breathing. It can give you a boost of energy and motivation you need to conquer the day. Some really easy ways to use it are to diffuse in any stuffy environment for a fresh atmosphere. You can add a few drops to a wet washcloth and set it outside the stream of water during a hot shower. You can add a few drops to a carrier oil to make a nice relaxing massage oil, or you can put a few drops in some coconut oil and mix it up for a quick chest rub. It's also a great rub to put on the soles of your feet. And again, Raven and RC can both be used interchangeably. All right, so we have purification, frankincense, and RC. Next up is Digize. Now, this oil is a powerhouse for the digestive system. Excuse me. Digize Vitality. Seriously, it works in seconds flat, at least for me it does, and my family. Digize Vitality is a blend of tarragon, ginger, peppermint, juniper, fennel, lemongrass, anise, and patchouli essential oils. So put your DuckDuckGo fingers to work and do a little bit of research to find out how amazing those oils are for your body. You can take this oil internally with a vegetable capsule, which is my personal way to take it. You can mix it in food or drink or put some directly under your tongue. So what's great about it is it helps support and cleanse the digestive system. It's a great companion to Young Living's enzyme supplements when taken with meals to support your whole wellness regimen there. And it includes antioxidant properties. One more thing, it does come in a solid label bottle too. This means it can be diffused or applied topically as well. Remember, same oil, different label. I like to apply Digize on the tummy and rub it in a clockwise motion too. I'll dilute this one a little bit for my kiddos just because it gives them a cooling sensation they don't like. When things aren't moving at all, or if they're moving too much, Digize can really help bring things into balance. So personally, I think this blend kind of stinks, kind of smells like black licorice, so I prefer the internal use using a vegetable capsule best, but you get to decide what works best for you. I have friends who love the smell of this. My oldest daughter enjoys the scent of this as well. So it's really just a personal preference and you can choose what way you want to use it. And guess what? It's going to work. Next up, and my last oil, is a classic. The original name for it that I've heard was Love, but you might know it as Joy. This was one of those hippie emotional oils that I wrote off when I got my kit because seriously, how can an oil help you feel joy? Well, as I came to learn, one major way is your limbic system. Your limbic system of the brain plays a vital role in interpreting and channeling intense experiences, particularly memories of fear or trauma. Two parts of the limbic system that play a major role in emotional processing, the amygdala and the hypothalamus, are located less than an inch away from the olfactory nerve. When you inhale essential oils, the molecules stimulate receptors in the olfactory bulb that send messages directly to your limbic system. They can also directly affect your endocrine system, which is responsible for your hormones, metabolism, and growth. Not only this, but did you know they are discovering smell receptors all over your body? Your skin, heart, lungs, kidneys, liver, testes, colon, all of these are found to have smell receptors as well. Isn't that crazy? Essentially, they are a specialized chemical receptor. They are stimulated by certain chemicals like, you guessed it, essential oils, to transmit messages to the organ. Next week, I'm going to talk more in depth about emotions and how we store them in the body and how essential oils can help. But once I learned there was actual scientific research behind the reason a blend like Joy might help your mood and emotions, I was much more open to it. So after the birth of my second daughter, I was feeling like my fuse was much shorter. I had a 2-year-old at the time and my frustration just felt like it would shoot through the roof at the slightest thing. My baby was nursing every 45 minutes and I was just drained. I was speaking at an oils class when she was 3 weeks old, and someone else there had a Zytoscan. A Zytoscan is a medical device that uses galvanic skin response to basically ask your body questions electrically and obtain a response and see what things you need to bring it into balance. Again, I was totally a skeptic, thought this was some voodoo magic, but scan after scan, I was so impressed by how accurate it was. During this particular scan, I scanned for Joy, Ningxia Red, and Young Living's multivitamin called Master Formula. So basically, I was sad, depleted, and had no energy. It was spot on. So I had been using Joy over my heart when I would feel at the end of my rope, and it helped. But after that scan, I became really intentional about using it in the morning and before I went to bed. And after about 3 weeks of doing this, I felt a shift emotionally. I'm not sure how else to describe it other than that, but I was no longer quite at the end of my rope. 4 years later, when we sold our home in Oklahoma, that same baby, who is now 4 years old, was having a really hard time with it emotionally. So I began to use Joy on her as well. She began calling it her pink oil because the label was pink, and even she recognized how much it helped her. So I could go on and on with stories about this oil and the difference it has made in people that I know personally. That's why I love my job, getting to hear stories like this and the change it can help people accomplish. And if you have a story, I'd love to hear it. Honestly, drop me a line at kate@cultivatingabundantlife.com. That's kait@cultivatingabundantlife.com, because I'm a total junkie for testimonials like this. So those are my next five: purification, frankincense, RC or raven, digize, and joy. Add that to my top five: lavender, peppermint, thieves, panaway, and valor, and you've got an amazing oily toolkit that really will cover you from head to toe. I think this is why Young Living offers their amazing bundles, because you might just want one or two oils and a diffuser, like I did, but it's literally like half the price of buying things individually if you get a bundle. So in my, what was a kit 9 years ago, I only got 9 oils. Most of them I listed here. There was no diffuser, no samples, no bonus oils. And in the 9 years since then, they've changed the oils and added 2 more and a diffuser and all the samples. And the price has only gone up by $25, which I'm sorry, I think that's kind of crazy to get a whole diffuser for that. So anytime we need another diffuser in our family, I just buy another bundle because it's like half the price and I get all the oils again. So if you're ready to give essential oils a try, you can head to cultivatingabundantlife.com and click the Get Started with Young Living button on the right-hand side. You'll get to join my oily team and get access to all the classes I offer, both on text and online, and coming soon, I hope, a vault of classes and a private forum to discuss all things oily. If you're in the Southern Oregon area too, you get free Zytoscans from me. Yep. After having so many scans be scarily accurate, my husband and I decided to invest in our own Zytoscan, and we've had one for the past 7 years. We scan everyone in our family about once a week just to see what our body could use to get into balance. There's also a free classes section on my website if you're just dipping your toes in the oily water and want to learn more. Again, just go to cultivatingabundantlife.com and look at the menu at the top. Thank you for taking this time to learn about some of my favorite oils. It's my honor to get to serve you in this manner, and I hope you take away some practical ways to use oils, as well as maybe piqued your interest in doing some research for yourself on what these awesome oils can do. I've been doing this for 9 years, and I still have those whoa moments. Remember, there's no wrong way to oil. You might find that Digize works for neck tension, and RC helped lift your spirits. Until next time, be well, and I hope you cultivate an abundant life this week. Bye.